Mitch's best mate. So what are your emotions after the injury?
Yeah, it's definitely disappointing. He's been playing some great basketball lately, and I think he was playing really well during that game. So for something like that to happen, it's really unfortunate for him. And he's got all the guys' support, and hopefully he'll be back for finals.
He's got great work ethic. So if you could put a percentage on the chances of him getting back, what are your thoughts there?
Mitch has had a few injuries over the years, and he's always bounced back pretty well. So I got high hopes, and a lot of the boys do as well. And he puts in the work. So normally when you put in the work, good things happen.
What's happening home-wise? Is he icing up the help? Everything later on the hour sort of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Thankfully, he's got some good support there, and his partner's been really helping out, having the game ready, the ice there all the time, and keeping him on track with it all. So it's good to see he's doing the work for it, and yeah, hopefully he'll be back.
You live with him, don't you? So you're not doing anything to help him out?
Nothing at all. I'm looking after his pup while he's lying on the couch icing, so... it's a shame what happened, and I know he's going to do the work. So,
tell us about the wins and how different it is around the club, or is it different around the club after three straight?
I mean, it's always good to get some wins, and I think we're a lot happier with the way we're playing because we're locking in defensively. We're playing better on that end, and that's leading to some easier baskets, and I think we just got back to playing that way. We did that at the start of the season, and we're starting to do it again and having some reward because of it.
What's changed defensively? I mean, we noticed you fell back into a bit of a zone against Sydney. What have you done that's sort of sharpened up your defence?
I think just a few different things, like just locking in a bit more, being the intent on defence has definitely just been a little bit different. It's been a lot sharper, and we're having each other's backs out there. It's just having your mates back, playing hard for them, and doing those one percenters. Even little things, Jesse diving on the ball, and it went back into the other team, but just that energy and effort that he's doing, other guys are doing, is really contagious, and it's helping everyone out.
Have you played better than what you have this season, do you reckon?
I don't know. I've had a bit of success this year, and I mean, credit goes to the guys around the group. I have Bryce and T and some other guys out there playing so well, it opens up the court, and I'm getting lucky because those guys are playing so well and helping me play better. So a lot of credit to the guys and the coaching staff for it.
What areas of the game do you reckon specifically you've improved in this year?
I'd say rebounding is a big part. I feel like just getting myself into better positions for offensive boards, and that's helping out. And then just trying to set good screens out there, try to get guys open, and Bryce comes off, gets open, and someone helps, and then I get rewarded with a little dump off for a layup. So just little things like that.
Have you been aware on the court during games of how close you've been to triple doubles the past couple of games?
No, I actually haven't. That's what's the funny thing to look after and like, oh, wow. Maybe should have got a couple more rebounds or thrown that extra one. But it's just self-achievements. Not focusing too much on that right now. I prefer to get the wins, and we get the wins, we're going to be in finals, and good stuff happens from there.
So one more win pretty much guarantees you. Is that the first objective, is to get officially to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think just a bit of a different mindset from the guys right now. It's just that man on a mission mindset. We're just going out, playing hard, and we had to win these games on the weekend, and we got to win this game on Friday night. Bryce said it best. Every game is pretty much a playoff game right now, and we need that attitude going in.
Nick, that run where the team struggled with injury, you lost a few games, do you think that steeled you for this part of the season? Was it actually beneficial in a way to have that downtime?
Yeah, I think so. It's obviously you don't want guys to get injured and stuff, but gives guys opportunity to go out there and play and see what everyone can do and find a bit of momentum. We obviously lost that for a little bit, but now we know what everyone can do. That's why the expectation was so high on us, because we've seen how good we can play with guys out, that when everyone came in, we expected ourselves to play that way, and we didn't, and it was disappointing from our own perspective. So to come out now and have everyone playing a bit better, it's great.
You're in the middle of the hustle and the bustle of the season, obviously, but have you had any time to reflect on what it's been like coming to a new club this season?
Yeah, obviously pre-season was a big part of that, looking at the differences and stuff, and now the season's rolling. Being one game out with a few to go, it's good to look at, but as I said, it's just every game's a playoff right now. We need that momentum rolling into the finals.
It's good to see that the bench is starting to score a lot more than previous weeks.
Yeah, obviously the bench is a big part of our team. We like to think that we have a lot of depth, and guys stepping up like Clint and that have been really good, and Jesse over the weekend has been huge for us, and if we can keep getting that productivity, we're going to be extremely tough to beat.
You know Illawarra, and you know Rob Beveridge, and you know that his history with the Wildcats. what will he be doing this week? Because they've got to keep themselves in the finals hunt as well. Would he be sort of making a big deal of coming to Perth and upsetting Perth?
Oh, without a doubt. I think their record's 11-12 right now, so they need to pretty much win out to get in finals. So they're really going to come in hungry for a win, and this is a playoff game for them essentially. So we have to come out. We got to be better than them. We got to be better and have better intensity and effort on the floor. And if we can do that, I think we'll have a good chance.
They're a bit Jekyll and Hyde, aren't they? They can be extraordinarily good or very, very average. What are you expecting this week?
I'm expecting them to be great. I'm thinking they're going to come out a lot of energy, hitting a lot of shots, and trying to just get up the floor defensively. So we need to be ready for that. We need to play well and just be match that intensity.
Has things changed since Trev backed the whole team and decided against the third import? The wins have started to come aside from that Cairns game. Do you think that had an impact on the playing group, that Trev's got your backs, the club's got your backs?
I think so. I think it's a big part of the group, having that confidence that you got your mates back and stuff, and with a bit of security with everything and that. I think the guys are really stepping up. Saying that, I don't think anyone was overly concerned about it because we had each other's backs out there, and I think it's just starting to be reflective a bit more right now.
Cool.
It's easy.
Thanks, mate.